Are you tired of wasting your energy on toxic people who only bring negativity into your life? It's time to take control and embrace the power of silence. In this video, we'll dive into Stoic wisdom to show you how cutting off toxic people silently can transform your peace and well-being. Step 1. Understanding toxic people. To get through the complicated world of relationships, it's important to know what bad people are like. People who hurt others through their actions, words, or habits are toxic, whether they are aware of it or not. They get a lot of energy from negativity, strife, and controlling other people's feelings. This can leave others feeling drained, stressed, and down. In Stoicism, it is very important to understand how people work. Stoics thought that everyone has both a sensible and an illogical side. People who are toxic usually act irrationally because they are motivated by their passions, vices, and skewed views. They don't know themselves or have a moral sense to see the harm they do. Even though this doesn't mean they can't be saved, it does mean that their behavior is deeply rooted and hard to change. Epictetus, a Stoic thinker, said that we should accept that some people are not ready or able to change. It is not events that disturb people, it is their judgments concerning them. He was known for, "Some people are toxic because they harshly judge others and project their own fears onto those around them." Once you know this, you can start to see their behavior for what it really is, a sign of their own chaos, not a sign of how valuable you are. Sometimes, toxic people are charming or convincing, and you get caught up in their web of bad vibes before you know it. They may act like victims, heroes, or wise teachers, but their constant patterns of abuse and manipulation show what kind of person they really are. It's important to remember that toxic behavior isn't always obvious. It can be sneaky, subtle, and hard to spot at first. It is important to see things as they really are, not how we would like them to be. This means being aware that poisonous people exist and knowing that they will come into our lives at some point. Stoics say that we should not waste time or energy trying to change other people. Instead, we should focus on what we can change: our own actions, emotions, and choices. To protect your peace and well-being, you should first learn about the types of people who are harmful. If you accept this is true, you can deal with them from a place of reason, instead of letting their emotional storms take over. You can better spot the signs of toxins and protect yourself from its harmful effects now that you know these things. Step 2. Recognizing the signs. To protect your mental and emotional health, you need to be able to spot the signs of harmful behavior. People who are toxic often have certain traits and habits that can be used as warning signs. Being aware of these signs will help you spot dangerous people early on and take the right steps to stay away from them. Understanding these signs and reacting to them with knowledge and restraint is a valuable part of Stoicism. One of the main traits of toxic people is that they like to control and manipulate other people. They might use fear, guilt, or shame to get what they want from you, making you feel like you're responsible for their happiness or well-being. There are more obvious ways to be manipulative, like making direct complaints or threats, or more subtle ways, like making passive-aggressive comments. In either case, they want you to feel helpless and reliant on them. Another common sign of poison is being negative all the time. People who are toxic usually have a negative view of life and make those around them feel the same way. They might always be negative, complain, or point out the worst things about things. This bad energy can drain you, leaving you feeling worried, stressed, or down after being around them. Stoicism teaches us to keep a positive and logical attitude, which is impossible for toxic people who are always negative. People who are toxic also don't seem to care about others. They might be self-centered, only caring about their own wants and needs, and not caring about other people's feelings or well-being. This lack of empathy can show up in many ways, such as ignoring your worries, judging your feelings, or not being there for you when you need help. Stoics believe that empathy and care are virtues, so if someone doesn't have these traits, it's a clear sign that they are toxic. Drama and strife are also things to keep an eye out for. Most of the time, toxic people love drama and will start or escalate arguments to stay in the spotlight. To make things difficult in their relationships, they might talk about other people behind their backs, spread stories, or start fights. You might not be able to find peace and stability in your life because of all this ongoing drama. Stoicism tells us to seek peace and stay away from fights that aren't necessary. This means that we need to be aware of and stay away from people who cause trouble. People who are toxic may also not take responsibility for their actions. It's rare for them to own up to their mistakes or say they were wrong. They might instead blame others, make excuses, or deny what they did. This lack of responsibility can be annoying and harmful because it keeps problems from getting fixed and keeps a circle of dysfunction going. Stoicism stresses how important it is to be responsible and honest, so noticing this in other people is a key part of keeping relationships healthy. The energy and resources you have are often drained by toxic people. They might be mentally needy, always wanting your attention, approval, or support, while giving you very little in return. When someone takes from you without giving back, this one-sided relationship can make you feel drained and angry. Knowledge of the characteristics and trends of toxicity can help you spot toxic people early on and take steps to stay away from them. As a guide, Stoicism can help you spot these signs and act with knowledge, self-control, and care for yourself. You can avoid getting involved in unhealthy relationships and keep your peace and health by being alert and careful. Step 3. The power of silence. One of the most important things a Stoic can use is silence. It's a way to talk that goes beyond words and shows power, wisdom, and self-control. When you're working with toxic people, staying quiet can be exceptionally helpful. If you choose silence, you don't give toxic people the things they need to grow, like attention, emotional reactions, or fights. You set a boundary that guards your peace and shows that you are in charge of the situation instead of giving in to their negativity. According to the Stoic philosophy, silence is not just not speaking, it is also choosing not to communicate in a way that is harmful or needless. Marcus Aurelius, one of the most famous Stoic thinkers, wrote a lot about how important it is to keep your mouth shut and not waste time on unimportant things. He knew that being quiet could make a strong statement on its own, a way to keep your pride and privacy while escaping the problems that come with pointless arguments. When working with toxic people, keeping quiet can help in more than one way. First, it stops things from getting worse. People who are toxic often want to get you to respond, whether they do this by insulting, criticizing, or playing on your emotions. By not responding, you deny them the satisfaction of a reaction, which can calm things down and stop them from getting worse. This fits with the Stoic idea of apatheia, which means freedom from passion. This idea tells us to stay cool and unattached when we are upset. Second, being quiet can help you protect yourself. When you spend time with toxic people, they may twist your words, play with your feelings, or drain your energy, which can make you feel bad. When you choose silence, you build a wall around your mental and physical health. This fits with the Stoic practice of ataraxia, or inner calmness, which stresses how important it is to stay calm no matter what is going on around you. Third, being silent can be a strong way to set limits. People who are toxic often push or break the rules in order to control or manipulate those around them. When you stay quiet, you make it clear that you won't get involved in their games or let them control how you feel. This shows that you respect yourself and makes the limit you set stronger without having to argue or explain yourself. Being quiet helps you keep your mind on what's important. Stoicism tells us to focus on the things we can change, like our thoughts, actions, and choices, and let go of the things we can't. Getting into fights or trying to change a bad person's behavior is usually pointless and takes your attention away from your own values and goals. If you choose quiet, you can save your energy for what's really important and not get caught up in other people's drama. Besides these useful benefits, silence can also be a strong way to grow and think about yourself. When there is silence, you can take a step back and look at what's going on with more clarity and distance, You can then get a better sense of how things are working and make smarter choices about what to do next from there. Philosophers like Epictetus said that being self-aware and logical are very important. Silence lets these traits grow. People can say a lot with their bodies when they are silent. You don't have to use words to show dislike, distance, or indifference. Toxic people often use vocal sparring to keep their power and control over you. But silence can change this and tip the scales of power in your favor. When you choose not to fight back, you show that their tactics don't affect you, and that you have the strength and self-control to handle the situation. You can protect your peace, set clear boundaries, and keep your mind on what's important by picking silence. Stoicism tells us that being quiet is not a sign of weakness, but of wisdom, power, and self-control. Sometimes, the most powerful thing you can use is quiet. This is because words are often used as weapons. Step 4. Emotional detachment. Stoic philosophy says that you should be emotionally detached from other people. This is also an important way to deal with bad people. It means putting mental and emotional space between yourself and the toxic person's behavior so that you can stay calm and logical. You can deal with toxic people without getting caught up in their negativity, manipulation, or drama if you practice emotional separation. Being emotionally detached from toxic people lets you see their actions for what they really are, a mirror of their own problems, not an attack on you personally. This change in perspective is very important because it lets you react calmly and objectively instead of getting caught up in the emotional chaos they're trying to cause. Mindfulness is a technique that can help you become less emotionally attached. Being mindful means paying attention to your feelings and thoughts without judging them. This helps you understand your inner state better. Mindfulness can help you notice the negative emotions they make you feel, like anger, frustration, or worry, and let them go before they take over when you're with a toxic person. Setting and sticking to limits is another important part of being emotionally detached. Setting limits is important for your mental and emotional health, especially when you're around bad people. While making clear boundaries, you let the toxic person know what kind of behavior is expected of them and what is not. When you emotionally distance yourself from someone, you can set limits without feeling guilty or afraid of conflict because you don't care about how they behave or what they think. Stoicism also tells you to pay attention to the things you can change. People who are toxic often try to control or manipulate others. You can stay independent and resist their impact by practicing emotional detachment. You can't change the way a bad person acts, but you can change how you react to them. Avoid getting caught up in their drama and keep your sense of self by focusing on what you do and how you make choices. Emotional detachment can help your ties with other people as well as keep you calm. You can deal with toxic people in a cool, logical, and caring way instead of a reactive or defensive one if you stay away from them. This can make interactions more positive and less hostile, lowering the chances of conflict and saving your energy for relationships that are more positive and important. If you want to be emotionally detached, you don't have to hide or ignore your feelings. Instead, it means recognizing your feelings, figuring out where they come from, and making the choice not to let them guide your actions. This will help you keep a healthy balance between being aware of your emotions and making smart choices, which is an important part of Stoic knowledge. Putting mental and emotional space between yourself and the toxic person's behavior will help you stay calm, protect your health, and act in a wise and clear way. Stoicism teaches us that emotional detachment doesn't mean being cold or uncaring. Instead, it means finding inner peace that lets us handle life's difficulties with poise and strength. By practicing emotional separation, you can rise above the drama and negativity of toxic people and keep moving forward on your path to happiness and personal growth. Step 5. Setting boundaries. In order to deal with toxic people and protect your mental and emotional health, you need to set limits. Setting boundaries is a way to keep yourself safe from bad behavior and make sure your relationships are healthy, fair, and balanced. Sticking to your limits is an important part of Stoicism because it helps you stay honest and independent, so you can live by your beliefs and principles. To set limits, you must first know what is important to you and what behaviors you will not stand for. You have to know your own wants, values, and limits, which means you have to be self-aware and think about yourself. Self-knowledge is an important part of Stoic thought because it helps you make choices that are in line with your true nature and purpose. When you know who you are, you can set limits that are in line with your ideals and protect your health. Having clear and assertive limits is the next step after figuring out what they are. This can be hard, especially when you're dealing with toxic people who might push back or ignore your limits. But it's important to be firm and constant in how you talk to people, because that shows that you are serious about keeping yourself safe. Stoicism tells us to stay true to ourselves and speak the truth, even when others don't agree with us. By being clear about your limits, you tell others that they need to accept them if they want to keep a relationship with you. In some situations, making limits might mean staying away from toxic people for good. This can be hard, especially if the toxic person is a close friend, family member, or coworker. In spite of this, Stoicism tells us that our first duty is to ourselves and our own health. If you are constantly hurt or stressed by a relationship, you might need to end it to keep your peace and happiness. Setting limits is an ongoing process, not a one-time thing. This is important to remember. People who are toxic may test or push your limits, whether they are aware of it or not, to try to get back in control or influence over you. It's important to stay alert and set clear limits when necessary. Stoicism shows us how important it is to keep going even when things get hard, and setting limits requires both of these traits. By sticking to your limits, you show that you care about your own health and won't let other people control or manipulate you. In addition to keeping the peace, having limits can help you get along better with other people. Healthy boundaries set clear standards and rules for how people should interact with each other, which builds respect and understanding. People are more likely to accept your boundaries if they know what they are. This makes for better, more satisfying relationships. Stoicism says that virtue and mutual respect are the foundations of true friendship and connection. One of the most important things you can do to grow these traits in your relationships is to set limits. Also, keep in mind that making limits is not about controlling other people. It's about taking charge of your own life. People who are toxic may try to make you feel bad or selfish for setting limits, but Stoicism tells us that we are not responsible for how other people feel or act. Setting limits is just a way to stand up for your right to live according to your ideals and to look out for your own health. As a sensible and good person, this is not only your right, but also your duty. You can protect yourself from harmful behavior and build a foundation for healthy, respectful relationships by being clear about your limits and constantly reinforcing them. Stoicism teaches that setting limits is important for staying true to yourself and your ideals, so you can live your life according to those. Setting limits helps you take charge of your life and make it possible for you to grow as a person and be happy and fulfilled. Step 6. Avoiding drama. If you want to keep your peace and health when working with toxic people, you need to stay away from drama. In this case, drama refers to the pointless arguments, emotional manipulation, and crazy behavior that toxic people often start or make worse to get attention, control, or make people feel unstable. Stoicism, which stresses reason, peace, and self-control, can teach us a lot about how to stay focused on what's important and avoid getting caught up in worldly problems. Realizing when drama is happening is the first thing that can be done to avoid it. Toxic people like drama because it gives them control over talks, a way to play with people's feelings, and a way to hide their flaws. In order to stay in the spotlight, they might spread rumors, start fights, or make problems happen. You can escape getting caught up in the chaos if you see these actions for what they are: attempts to cause trouble. Stoicism tells us to let go of things we can't change and focus on the things we can. A lot of the time, drama comes from wanting to control other people or reacting to things we can't change, like the thoughts, actions, or feelings of harmful people. By following the Stoic principle of dichotomy of control, you can escape drama by staying out of situations that you can't change. Focus on the things you can change, like your own thoughts, actions, and reactions, and let go of the rest. Keeping your emotions in check is another important way to avoid trouble. As we've already talked about, emotional detachment lets you deal with toxic people without getting personally involved in how they act. Emotional responses, like anger, rage, or fear, are often used in drama to make problems worse and cause chaos. If you stay emotionally distant, you don't give toxic people the feelings they need to keep up the drama. Stoicism teaches that the only way to really be strong is to stay calm and collected when bad things happen. This also goes for staying out of trouble. As we talked about in the last step, setting limits is also important to avoid trouble. Setting clear limits on what behavior you will and will not accept is what boundaries are for. When harmful people try to get you involved in drama, your limits can act as a wall to keep you from getting involved in situations that are bad or annoying. By constantly setting limits, you show that you will not get involved in or add to drama, which can make toxic people less likely to include you in their mess. Setting limits is important, but it's also important to practice being forceful. Being assertive means being able to state your wants, opinions, and limits in a clear and confident way, without being hostile or passive. Assertive communication lets you deal with toxic people who try to cause trouble in a calm and straight way, without making things worse or getting involved in the drama. Stoicism teaches that it's important to talk to people in an open and honest way, and being bold is a big part of this. Avoiding trouble is also possible by staying away from toxic people as much as possible. This could mean limiting your interactions with them, staying away from scenarios where they are likely to cause trouble, or even ending the relationship if it is always bad for you. Stoicism tells us that we can pick and choose who we hang out with and how we spend our time. When you stay away from dangerous people, you make room in your life for more healthy and peaceful relationships. Focusing on keeping your inner peace and calm is important. Drama is often meant to make you feel tense and pull you into situations that are out of control. You can protect yourself from the bad effects of stress by putting your own health first and taking care of yourself. Stoicism stresses how important it is to be calm inside, which can be reached through awareness, meditation, and thinking about oneself. Having a calm mind makes you less likely to get caught up in other people's problems. So, staying out of trouble is one of the best ways to deal with toxic people and keep your mental and emotional health. You can stay focused on what's important by avoiding drama by recognizing the signs, focusing on what you can control, keeping your emotions in check, setting limits, communicating assertively, staying away from toxic people, and putting your inner peace first. Stoicism says that the only way to really be strong is to stay calm and sensible when bad things happen. Staying away from drama will protect your peace and make your life more important and fulfilling.